Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you an apple and a plum and an apricot or two. Hey.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guest is Noah Corp. Noah is the farm manager at the College of the Redwoods Farm down in Shively. Noah, tell me a little bit about the history of the farm. How did the College of the Redwoods come by the Shively Farm?
Well, it started back in 1995. A gentleman by the name of John Bianchi willed his property to College of the Redwoods. And when he passed away, that was the deal. And College initially was a little bit hesitant to take possession. I think it was seen more as a liability than an asset. And so it took a number of years, some court proceedings to get it all figured out. At one point, the college tried to sell the farm, and that was actually in John Bianchi's will that the college couldn't do that. And if the college didn't want to take possession of the farm, then it would go to Save the Redwoods League. So over a period of years, all those proceedings took place. And the college ended up taking possession of the farm, I think in 2000, somewhere around there. And Franz Rulofson was hired in 2001 as a farm manager. That's kind of how we came to get the farm.
And then you came along in 2010. What was your prior experience with farming?
So I didn't grow up on a farm or a ranch. Born and raised in Trinity County and was interested in agriculture from a very young age. And sort of just made it my passion. And I went to Trinity High School, was active in their ag program there. I then spent some time overseas working on farms and ranches, specifically in New Zealand. I came back to the States, went to college, and majored in agriculture science and education, both at Shasta Community College and then at Chico State. Graduated in 2006. And then became a high school agricultural instructor. This opportunity came to me in 2010, and I applied, took advantage of that opportunity, and I've been there ever since. My experience with agriculture specifically has ranged anywhere from working in a slaughterhouse to raising row crops to managing other farms. I've also had a grass-fed beef business of my own. And so that's kind of where I am today. I'm now down in Shively at the farm and enjoying it.
Okay. It's a beautiful place down there. Now, it's 38 acres.
Yep. 38 acres. Diversified organic farm. We have everything from row crops to field crops to livestock and an orchard. We have a greenhouse out there. We're pretty well tooled up equipment-wise. So we have multiple tractors, lots of different pieces of equipment. For students to utilize. Just try, our goal there is to give a hands-on approach. And so everything that we do, all the classes that we offer, is all centered around a hands-on approach.
Well, I have to say, having taken some classes at the farm, I got to experience that hands-on approach. And my very first day of class with Franz Rulofson, we were taking care of the goats and had to get them in and weigh them. You know, I kind of showed up for class thinking, I'll just, you know, come and I will learn and this will be kind of a passive experience. But we were wrestling those goats into the, you know, onto the scale, weighing them. And I actually gave the goats an injection. And there's something I'd never done in my life. And it was kind of shocking, but in a good way, to really kind of push that that edge with myself.
Yeah, we find a lot of the experiences, a lot of the things that we do in class, for a large majority of our students are non-agricultural based. A lot of those things are very new and different. It's very unlike anything else they've ever done. And so a lot of times it's really new and exciting and sometimes can be intimidating, but I think generally looking back, they enjoy those experiences and have a good time.
I think so. I think that was the experience that I had talking to other students was that, you know, they really didn't expect to be doing the things that they ended up doing, but they were glad that they took the class and they were glad that they had those opportunities. So some of the other things that students get to do, one of the things working with the orchard, because there's a nice apple orchard out there. How many trees about do you have out there?
Right now, I think we're probably sitting around 280.
Yeah.
And they're at different stages. We have some that are just newly grafted, which is another hands-on activity that we do out at the farm. And so all those trees have actually been grafted and grown by students in various classes throughout the years. And then we also have trees that are probably in the eight-year-old range. And so we have an opportunity to look at the different stages in growth. And then also when we prune another one of those activities, they have an opportunity to get their hands on what it takes to prune, you know, a one-year-old whip, and then what it takes to prune an eight-year-old mature tree.
So. Right, and really doing that shaping. I mean, it's kind of one of those things you do, and you know that you are shaping the future of that tree, that you could come back years from now, and the tree is the way it is because you helped to make it that way.
Yeah, I look at pruning kind of like an art form. There's definitely some methods that are used, but then it comes down to decision-making and, you know, are you going to cut that branch or are you going to leave it? And how that all kind of comes to play.
It's kind of interesting to watch students with the pruners because they're kind of looking at like, really? You're going to let me decide whether to cut this branch off?
Yeah, and sometimes that works out really well and sometimes it doesn't. And so we have some interesting looking trees out there. And so we get to use those as demonstration pieces and say, well, this is what you don't want to do maybe. Uh-huh. And so, yeah, you get to see definitely the product of what you're doing.
And one of the things that you get to do, too, is to taste the product of what you're doing. I mean, that was one of the things that we did with the apples is you took us out into the field and said, well, taste this. Does it taste like it's ready? Is it ready to pick? What do you think about the flavor of this apple? Is it tart? Is it sweet? What do you think?
Right. And so part of that is determining, you know, do you want to continue to grow this variety or do you want to regraft it to something else that's more desirable? And what we've tried to do in our orchard is plant the rose by variety and with that try and have a harvest that begins sometime in, you know, the middle to late August and carries us all the way through, say, November. And so we don't have one variety of apples. We have every rose a new variety. And I think right now there's about 12 or 13 rows. And so we can harvest throughout the entire season. And I think another thing that comes with you know, doing that particular tasting or going down in our vegetable plot and picking produce and having students eat it is it really shows you, you know, why you're growing it and it connects you from what you're actually growing to what you're consuming. And I think that's a big part of what society misses today.
Mm-hmm. I know, having the opportunity to see things in the field, to taste, to pick them and taste them, and that ability to work that into your food life.
We work really hard to try and promote the whole seed to sales and then back to seed. And so we're propagating a lot of stuff in the greenhouse. We're taking students out, showing them how to prep the ground and then how to plant the seed, how to cultivate those plants, and then how to harvest them and how to sell them. Also how to collect those seeds back from some of those good plants, the good stock that we grow, and then save that seed. And so trying to show the entire life cycle is really important to what we're trying to do.
Great. This has been a pleasure talking to Noah Corp, farm manager at the College of the Redwoods Shively Farm. Thank you, Noah.
Thank you.
Grapes and the cakes. Hey, come on to my house, come on.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.